Hello, this is AM 590 The Answer with your host, Anthony Patrick, Roadmap on Real Estate. My companies are New Harvest Ventures, LLC, and New Harvest Realty, Inc. Our BRE number is 02013694. And don't forget, we just added BCB Construction. Our license number is 1080891. You can reach us at 909-694-2221, or one of my team members or I will personally answer your phone call. Or email me at anthony@anthonypatrick.net with any real estate questions or topics you would like us to talk about on our show. With me on my show today is my beautiful wife, Mindy. Mindy, could you tell our listeners how they can reach you for any real estate transactions?
Absolutely. Hello, listeners. I am Mindy with New Harvest Realty. If you're renting or looking to downsize for any reason and need that hand-holding experience, give me a call. If you're in the military or a veteran and would like to buy a home, reach out to me. As a veteran's daughter, I have helped many find and purchase their dream home with the VA loan. It would be my absolute honor to help you find that house that you can also call home. Empty nesters and seniors looking to downsize? I am also willing to help. My direct number is 909-297-0425, mindy@newharvestrealty.com.
Thank you, hon. Now, listeners, understand the purpose of this show, to help you have a better understanding of all avenues of real estate, from flipping properties, acquiring rental properties, tax liens, probate, and foreclosures, and like today's show, understanding what is title in a real estate transaction. Understand I have a team of experts that are willing to help you and guide you and find a solution for your real estate problems or concerns. Looking for a handyman, painter? You need your bathroom done or your kitchen remodeled? Call me. Water or fire damage? We do it all. We're the one-stop shop company. Don't forget, I do buy houses for cash. I buy houses in any condition. Let me make you a fair all-cash offer on your property or rental property, and you will not pay any commissions or closing costs. Need money for your next flip? Give me a call. Need money for probate? Need cash fast? Give us a call today. You can reach us again at 909-694-2221. As I said earlier, our topic for our show is what is title in a real estate transaction with our guests, from Ticor Title, Ryan Orr.
Yay.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Ryan, welcome to the show. And how can our listeners get a hold of you? And could you tell us a little bit about the company, please?
100%. Our website is team, T-E-A-M, title, T-I-T-L-E, guy.com. Number is 909-767-0718. And, Ticor is one of the Fortune 350 companies and part of the FNF. Companies.
So Ryan, before we get started, could you talk about the, I haven't gone in the last few times there, but I need to start going back. Could you talk about your Monday Bible study out there in Rancho?
Absolutely. On the corner of Haven Avenue and Foothill Boulevard in Rancho Cucamonga is a Panera, and it opens at 6, and so we're in there at 6 a.m. on Mondays. Actually, there's a group on Thursdays as well, same time, right about 6 o'clock. And, I found it to be one of the best ways to start my week is to plug into the Word. And it's kind of wild because I feel like we all need the opportunities to be able to plug in. And for a long time, I said, hey, look, Anthony, I don't even have the time for this. I didn't have the time for it. And what I found is that by plugging in, especially with other strong-rooted men, that it's the best start I could possibly have to my week. I really look forward to the 6 a.m. group on Monday mornings.
Definitely, definitely. So thank you. So let's start our show here. Just get down to the nitty-gritty. What is title in a real estate transaction?
You know what? The simplest way I can put it is that title or title insurance, what we do is the investigative arm of the real estate transaction. So we are the parties that investigate anything and everything that can impact the ownership of real property.
Now, what's the difference between title and escrow? But before we even go there, let's go back. There's a lot of people that want to do for sale by owner because they want to save money. right? So do you, what do you recommend to a listener's like, hey, because I see it a lot of time for sale by owner on their yard. I mean, right. So now they're taking everything into their hands. So do you recommend that or working with professionals or could you still help that person also?
Well, first and foremost, when people do sell their houses for sale by owner, I think the biggest challenge is the fact that there are so many intricacies into our industry and being able to work with reputable partners, knowing that your interests are taken care of, is going to be a big deal. You can always check out, again, our website on teamtitleguy.com. We do have a host of different resources for people trying to do so. And whether someone has an agent or not, I would highly recommend title insurance, both as a buyer or a seller. It, again, is going to make sure things are done appropriately along the way. Again, a reputable company, one that's going to be around. I think something that people don't understand is the title insurance company that issues the owner's policy for that new owner is the one that stays with them for the life that they own that property. You know, if you do a refinance later on, that policy isn't protecting you as the homeowner. It's protecting the lender and their interests in that property.
Great. Thank you. So let's go back. So title and escrow, how do they work together? And could you explain a little bit about escrow, how it works?
I can absolutely. You know, across the United States, there's different ways as to how title and escrow works. In some states, there is no escrow. It's done by attorneys. In California, it's kind of wild because there's north and south in regards to how things are done. And here in Southern California, there's independent escrow companies, there's title escrow companies, there's broker-owned escrow companies. In Northern California, it's all title escrow. So sometimes as laws and things are written and wordings are out there, it assumes that the title company is the escrow, but we have a ton of independent, great, non-biased escrow companies in Southern California. When it comes to the escrow process, I kind of refer to, you know, we just had the Super Bowl and all not too long ago, and I refer to the escrow officer as the quarterback of the real estate transaction.
Yes, definitely.
So the escrow officer's role is to pull together all involved parties in a real estate transaction. So that could be a buyer's agent, a listing agent, a seller, a buyer, a lender, home inspections, appraisers. They're the ones receiving everything in. The role of escrow is to be the neutral, independent third party to make sure that all T's are crossed and all I's are dotted.
Now, going back to the escrow, like you said, that was a great verbiage, yeah, about the quarterback because they work with everyone. So understand that's very important in picking a good escrow and title company that you can work together. And as an investor, I've worked with you for a long time. You already have my paperwork. You already know it's easier. So you investors out there or flippers out there, you need to find, I always say, build your team. Build your real estate team before you build your real estate dreams. And it's very important to, you know, continue to work with the same escrow company, I believe, because they know everything and they have the paperwork and something close by where you don't have to drive. Again, I know there's notary publics, but I just like going and talking to them. So
no, 100%. But you did bring up a few key points. Number one, as an investor, if you are doing quite a few deals a year, or let's say it's 3, 5, 10, whatever it's going to be, it's not a matter of if when you're going to have a challenge. At some point you will, just because it's going to happen. If you have a relationship with an escrow company and or a title company specifically, not that anybody wouldn't try and move mountains, but when you have a relationship with somebody, they're going to move mountains to try and figure out solutions. Whereas if you just kind of sprinkler it all over the place, if you are an investor and you are buying multiple houses a year, I get it. Listing agents typically get to dictate some of the services, but as an investor, as an astute professional investor, it would be wise for you to be able to ask for, at bare minimum, the title portion. Because when challenges arise, you want to know that you have a relationship with them to be able to get it done.
And a good thing, too, working with escrow, at least it's with the escrow type, if you're doing a lot of transactions, it's very costly. uncostly. So you're only getting charged minimal because you're doing so many transactions with them. But one thing about with you, I love is just like, you'll get down to the nitty gritty. If there's liens and what we're going to talk about liens on the second part of our show, but real quickly, before we get to the second part of the show, what is vesting? And we'll continue it afterwards.
Right. Vesting 100% matters. And if you don't think it does, well, then you're sorely mistaken. There are several different ways to take title, and we do have some reference sheets as well as on our website. It'll be under the Ticor Resources tab on the Team Title Guy website. There are five main types of vesting. And with that being said, the big differences are going to come based upon tax implications, how you can divide the property. Some are for married people, some are for anybody that are on it. Another big thing is right of survivorship, meaning what happens to the property after somebody passes. So it absolutely makes sense to know those items. And as a realtor, or even me as a title person, I can speak to how I took title. I can show you what it looks like and what the differences and nuances, but we're not supposed to tell our individual people or clients how to take title because of the implications. We're supposed to refer them to an attorney or a professional in taxes.
So great. So we'll continue to talk about that on the second part of the show. Mindy, take us to the break, please.
You have been listening to Anthony Patrick and our guest Ryan Orr talking on Title on Real Estate Transaction.
Hello, this is Anthony Patrick.
And Mindy with New Harvest Ventures and New Harvest Realty.
I've been blessed to be a real estate investor and mentor for over 15 years in Southern California. I've learned the art of flipping houses from the ground floor as I started as a handyman. I have helped hundreds of people across the country achieve success in the real estate industry by sharing with them what I have learned.
God has blessed my husband and I with our marriage of 27 years along with our real estate businesses.
We are so excited to share all what we have learned by helping others with their real estate needs.
Tune into our show, Roadmap on Real Estate, here each Saturday at 12 noon.
If you need help in any way with real estate questions about investing in real estate, please give me a call at 909-694-2221.
Or if you're looking to buy or sell your house, give me a call direct at 909-297-0425 or go to our website at newharvestventuresllc.com. That's newharvestventuresllc.com.
AM 590, The Answer.
Welcome back to Anthony Patrick Roadmap on Real Estate. If you're just joining in, we are talking with our guest today, Ryan Orr from Ticor Title. Also, don't forget, you can hear all of our recordings of our past shows on newharvestventuresllc.com. That's newharvestventuresllc.com.
Thank you, hon. So let's continue talking about vesting. So on a transaction with, like you said, you couldn't help, you can't help him. You can, you know, they with lawyers, they should go to lawyers, but you can give them
well,
some
no,
type
we
of advice.
Well, no, we can absolutely help. And part of what, like I was mentioning before, is on our website, there is a tab that says Ticor Resources.
Okay.
On that tab, there's going to be one that says informational flyers. And under there, there's going to be a flyer that says common ways of holding title. And so that's where we a lot of times point people to, okay, because there's so many nuances to it. And you, I don't think either of us are attorneys or tax professionals, no, so we're not supposed to be given that advice. So it's a delicate line to walk. There is a massive difference in regards to how people do it. I'll just say, for example, right of survivorship, like on joint tenancy. Let's say, for example, two people are on their second marriage and they both had kids previously. You know, I thought for a long time joint tenancy was the best way to hold title because if one died, it avoided probate and it automatically transferred to the surviving person on title. Well, what if both people were married previously, both people had kids previously, they put their estate together and their intention wasn't necessarily to have the other person get 100% of everything. Some of it's supposed to go to their kids. Well, then in that case, it's not going to be the best scenario for them. I mean, personally, and I'm not out here selling attorneys right now because, you know, attorneys are not always people's favorite word. but at the same time, setting up a trust, in my opinion, is probably one of the best ways that you can hold title because, you know, if someone dies, it's clearly designated in the entity as to who gets what and what percentages and so forth. So It's kind of a big deal. And again, I've been looking a lot into these. I've done them myself. There is also an AB trust. Again, this is more legal speak, which I'm not an attorney, so here's my disclaimer, which means that a portion of the estate gets locked up based upon their wishes that's set aside at the time of the other person's passing for their descendants or their heirs, per se. So it is a really big deal.
Right. And then that way, and again, trusts. We use Ryan Morgan for our trust. I recommend you do that because no one's promised tomorrow. And look how many people you think today, because of the coronavirus, have their houses are in probate. Probate's probably really big right now, I've heard. So let's just be careful. And again, that was a great recommendation.
You know, I'm gonna shame myself on this one. It took me a lot of years being in title and having connections with the different real estate attorneys before I actually put my own personal stuff into the trust. I get it, guys. It's things we don't want to talk about, like advanced healthcare directives and powers right. of attorney. And what happens if one of us becomes incapacitated? I mean, personally, in my own house right now, we're working through some stuff where my father-in-law is going through advanced stages of dementia. It's something that we thought we would never have to go through. Right. And guess what? They did estate planning. They have it. And so it's massively important. So if you've been putting it off, check their referrals here on it, and I'd make the call sooner than later because you just don't know.
Oh, thank you. So as far as Prop 60, 90, 110, and Prop 58, Prop 19, has there been any changes or you know, on that, those issues?
There's been tremendous changes on it. So Proposition 19 altered most of those numbers you just previously mentioned. Prop 58 has to do with the parent-child transfer and being able to retain the tax base or the property tax base for that property when going from a parent to a child. Well, that happened whether the child moved into the property as primary residence or not. And so you had a lot of people that were buying their parents' properties and then they were renting them out. Well, they closed a loophole on that one. And if it's not your primary residence now, post Prop 19, it no longer applies for that exemption. So that's a big change. With Prop 60 and 90, it has to do with people being, and 110, which are all essentially the same, but Prop 60 and 90 had to do with people over the age of 55. Prop 110 had to do with disabled veterans. So they got the same kind of exclusion in regards to being able to transfer property tax base. However, but previous to Prop 19, it was only in about 6 or 7 counties, I think it was, maybe it was 9, in the state. Now it expanded it to the entire state. Another massive change on this one was that before you had to buy equal or lesser in the property value. So if I sold a house for $500,000, I had to buy a house for, I think they allowed for 103% of what you relinquished. But if you went up in price, you couldn't do it. Now there is provisions that you can go up in price, and the increase is based on the increase above what your relinquished property is. So again, great stuff to reach out to your tax people on to make sure as to what applies. Also, a little caveat on that is that you would still need to buy the property as if the property taxes changed to what they should be, and you have to apply with the county in order to get that changed to be able to transfer those.
Thank you. Like my wife says, those are some great nuggets right there. A lot of stuff. That's why I bring you a lot of the speakers on, just to come and talk. And we learn all the time. Education is key.
Yeah.
So can we talk about hero liens and type of liens that could be put on the property that you're always, you know, facing? I know, don't forget investors out there, if your partner has child support, bam, that's coming off right away. So there's all kinds of liens that from hero liens. I know a lot of people are not familiar with hero liens, what they are, but even water liens, all kinds of type of liens, you know. So could you talk about the liens and the hero liens, please?
100%. As we opened up today, we talked about, well, what is title? And we mentioned that title is the investigative arm of the real estate process.
Right.
So our role is to make sure that all things are identified and or removed before the new owner comes in. In most cases, if there's a loan involved, they're going to be very specific as to what they will allow and what they won't allow to remain on that report. The reason for that is that California is a race to record state, meaning whoever records first wins if they are trying to recapture their investment, or also known as foreclose. Now, what you're referencing, there's so many different ways that liens attached to a property. And you threw the word hero out there. I want to make sure I clarify. We're not talking about nurses and doctors and firemen and police officers. We're talking about a program that was designed specifically to try and help people, I guess, at the end of the day. And I'm going to try and give it an olive branch and say there was some pretty good intentions with it, but it really kind of bit people in the tail. Hero is one where they sold financing by giving people a credit card out of their house, and they put it basically through their tax bill. So the idea was home energy renovation opportunity, and it was supposed to have to do with energy efficiency. So you saw people getting sold windows, some kind of insulation paint was being put on this deal, solar, right, HVAC systems, things of this nature. The problem is that you had contractors going out there and selling this hero financing to people saying, look, you don't have to put any money down. We'll do all of this work for you for free. It's going to be great. And you'll pay for it, but you're going to pay for it in your tax bill over the next 20 years. Well, guys, this created a whole world of challenges for us as an industry in the real estate game. When we started doing some research, we noticed that it seemed or appeared based on all of the contacts that we had had, that people were paying 40 to 60% more for the same stuff that they would have bought retail price. In addition to that, they were amortizing it over 10 or 20 years on average at a rate of interest of 9 to 11%. And in addition to that, the kicker that would kick you right between the legs if you were a man is going to be that there's prepayment penalties, meaning if you pay it off soon or sooner than the period, there's a big prepayment penalty, and it's massive. Had it on the house that I ended up purchasing. You know what it was? It was a 4.5-ton AC system that the original owners had gotten. It was supposed to be high efficiency. Well, I think an average system that they put in would have cost $14,000, $12,000 to $14,000. The lien that was put on the house that I purchased was $25,000. Oh, wow. And because Hero will not subordinate, there was also a $5,200 prepayment penalty. So, Anthony, in your opinion, is an HVAC system worth $31,000,
$32,000? Not at all.
Wow. 4.5-ton. It wasn't even two air conditioners. It was a 4.5-ton high-efficiency air conditioner system, heating, cooling. So just be careful, guys. You know, we see these in the tax bills. We can see these on the preliminary title reports that we do. If you're seeing this, it is going to change your net sheet in regards to what you're doing. And if you have a family member trying to be sold this, I would highly advise against it.
Thank you. Thank you. So it's almost time here to wind a show down. So final thoughts on title and just what you recommend to our listeners.
You know, whether you're a real estate agent, if you're an investor, if you are a homeowner looking to sell your house, we are here as an extension of you. And you can always jump again on our website that we have here. It's been mentioned a few times, teamtitleguy.com. Ask the questions, ask away. We are absolutely here as an educational resource for you. And we hopefully can help make a little bit more clear a transaction that could be overwhelming for many.
Thank you. And could we give a shout out to Addie, please?
Addison Conley, also known as Team Addie. She's doing some pretty cool things. She's been battling leukemia since last night we went to dinner with her. Mm-hmm. It's 8 months yesterday. She has a super aggressive form of leukemia. She's been a warrior. We've watched God touch her and the family and people around her, even through the biggest of storms. And we keep praying over her and doing everything we can to support and help her in her battle. And we're still praying for a miracle that God will cure her. And I we know that he will heal her. We just don't know if that's going to be here on earth or if that's him calling her home. And we're holding out for faith and whatever the outcome is, that God is good and he is here and he is with us.
Yes. Thank you. Prayers out to her. Please, listeners, keep her mind in your prayers tonight. Well, that was great, Ryan. Thank you very much. Mindy, take us home, please.
It's always a good time to spend time with you, Ryan. Join us next week on Saturdays at 12 noon. This is AM 590 The Answer with Anthony Patrick, Roadmap on Real Estate from New Harvest Ventures, New Harvest Realty, and now BCB Construction. You can reach us at 909-694-2221. If you're looking to buy or sell, give me a call direct at 909-297-0425. God bless, help our vets, pay it forward, and be kind to others.
And don't forget, wash your hands.
Hello, this is Anthony Patrick.
And Mindy with New Harvest Ventures and New Harvest Realty.
I've been blessed to be a real estate investor and mentor for over 15 years in Southern California. I've learned the art of flipping houses from the ground floor as I started as a handyman. I have helped hundreds of people across the country achieve success in the real estate industry by sharing with them what I have learned.
God has blessed my husband and I with our marriage of 27 years along with our real estate businesses.
We are so excited to share all what we have learned by helping others with their real estate needs.
Tune into our show, Roadmap on Real Estate, here each Saturday at 12 noon.
If you need help in any way with real estate questions about investing in real estate, please give me a call at 909-694-2221.
Or if you're looking to buy or sell your house, give me a call direct at 909-297-0425 or go to our website at newharvestventuresllc.com. That's newharvestventuresllc.com.